Gregory Cizek has written books about preventing and detecting cheating. Defense attorney Benjamin Davis, who represents a former key administrator, questioned Cizek about the use of data.
Do you write that it is commonly recommended by experts and testing that statistical methods of detecting cheating not be used to initiate investigations of suspected cheating?
Cizek said he'd written it. Then Davis asked him,
"You agree with that?"
No, I don't, actually.
Cizek explained why.
This book was written in 1990. Well, this book was written in about 1996. And like I said, the field of testing is a science, and we've evolved.
Technology has improved, too, Cizek said. Erasure marks are easier to detect.
The machine, when the cameras look at those bubbles, it's looking for a level of darkness, okay? And that scale, let's just say for simplicity, will run from like 1 to 16.
1 is the lightest, 16 is the darkest. The state investigation flagged the number of wrong-to-write erasures on tests. That is, when a student first chooses the wrong answer to a question, but then erases and picks the right one. Prosecutors believe some accused educators either participated in or ordered the erasures. Because there are such a high number of erasures, Cizek said an investigation was appropriate.
Most kids, I'd say, don't erase at all. But on average, you might get one on a test of, say, 40-some questions.
However, Cizek said statistics alone don't prove cheating occurred. Attorneys for the 12 defendants tried to make that point repeatedly. Martha Dalton, WABE News.